following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? Hour number three is set to go, and the only show where the people have a voice are all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes. He is our executive producer. We are celebrating day four in Detroit, our newest affiliate, AM 1270. CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270. Entire Detroit metro area up to the thumb, Northwest Ohio. Thank you to everybody at AM 1270. Well received. Interaction on the text chain where you can text the word huge out of 21,000. Opt in. You can text us anytime you want to. That's been awesome. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Huge question of the day. A lot of doubt on college football happening this fall. What's your gut feeling? We can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Answer that question. I'll read some of the responses. It's interesting. Also, Evan Woodbury, update on the Tigers. He is the MLive.com Tigers beat writer. Man, baseball is starting up less than 10 days. No fans. I don't care. I am so cool with watching live sports or DVRing it with no fans. I'm fine. I am. And I'll take baseball back in the NBA at the end of the month, the bubble in Orlando. Then we'll get the NFL. I doubt they'll do any preseason games. I don't know why the owners are pushing for it when, yeah, it's their money makers. I don't know what the TV deal, if they get some cash for having those preseason games. Probably. It's the only reason. If you're doing no fans, why even do a preseason game? I wonder if the NFL, and Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press tweeted this out yesterday, can they get through a season without having a bubble? It's almost like college football. If I was in charge, I would put the players in a bubble for the season, which means they do online classes, like let's say at Michigan, and we'll talk to Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. They would do online classes. They would be at Schembechler Hall, where, you know, if you're looking at Michigan State from their July 6th testing of 74 student athletes, they had zero. I think the NBA and Major League Baseball last group announced text have been less than 1%. So if there's a controlled environment, it seems to be working. You know, you had some colleges like Ohio State and Clemson and LSU where if it wasn't super controlled, because maybe you relax at the time, things weren't as tight in those cities. But I think college football, Power Five, should do the bubble. And those players are just, they're in the bubble for the season. And some will say, like, the NBA bubble. These guys are making millions, okay? And maybe it's hundreds of thousands for some of the entry-level, you know, free agents, whatever. They're making money. They're playing pro basketball. If you got to sacrifice a couple, 3 months, so be it. Same thing with college football. If it's August, September, October, November, December in the bubble, and you're taking your classes, you're still getting your schoolwork, your education, your eating, the medical attention is right there. I don't think the bubble is a bad idea. Now, I know Ward Manuel said, no, they're going to be, you know, student-athletes interacting, not treated any differently. And to me, I would just do the bubble. Now, that's the safety factor. I mean, but see, baseball's not doing a bubble. They're just doing a ton of testing. NBA's doing a bubble, and the Major League Baseball, I think in the last announcement of, you know, test, whatever, the group test was below 1%, and they're not doing a bubble. Those players come to the ballpark, like the Tigers, you know, downtown Detroit, come to Comerica. They go back home, or they're, if they're staying at a hotel and they're one of the younger guys, they'll be down the road from Comerica in a hotel. NFL is talking about testing everybody in players' households, whether it's relatives living with them, buddies who are roommates, you got a girlfriend. They're going to get after it. I think the talk of no college football really began when the Ivy League, that doesn't offer scholarships, that doesn't have major TV money on the line, when they announced that, hey, man, we're going to reevaluate all fall sports after the first of the year. And everybody just falls in line. Yet, when you look at those tweets about COVID-19 numbers from Michigan or Michigan State or NBA, Major League Baseball, and I know NBA's in a bubble, but it seems with proper medical attention, they can get through this. And that's why the pros can do it. I don't think colleges have that money to have the nonstop medical attention that a bubble would require. A bubble would be a great idea, but in terms of expenses, it would be huge money. So let's go talk to Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. The Michigan Insider is standing by live. We hope to connect with Evan Woodbury from MLive.com, Tigers beat writer, later in the hour. How you doing, Chris?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Trying to figure out, we throw out the huge question of the day. It's like, you know, you and I talk every week, and every week there seems to be an up and down different theme. And right now it's, I think it's drastically leaning towards no college football this fall. Where are you at?
Yeah, I think as of today, but every day we hear something different, and every week it seems to change. And I know that the Big Ten, they've been meeting and they've been talking to different schools. And in fact, I got a note from somebody who was in a meeting from Iowa, and they're still talking about acting as though there's going to be football, and they're talking about some of the rules that that they're implementing and what's going on there. So they still want to have a 10-game schedule, and they're going to announce it by the end of next week is what we're hearing. They aren't talking as though the season's going to be canceled. There'll just be different things like Friday night walkthroughs are going to be canceled. There'll be a conference-wide no reentry policy for fans, and they're still talking about bands and cheerleaders possibly being at the games. Bill, so as of now, it's too early to say there won't be football, but certainly with the way things are going in the country, man, it makes you think, and makes you think that it probably won't be, or maybe won't be.
What about the idea I mentioned to start this hour, Chris, that I said, you know, the players have all that access to the medical needs, the testing every day could get expensive, but the idea that Ward Manuel earlier this summer said, no, they're going to be treated like every student on campus, but what about the idea of those Power Five schools going into a bubble, taking all their classes online?
Yeah, it's possible. And it almost seems to me that these kids are safer with all of the everything that's going on to protect them. They're safer being in football and being involved in football than when they aren't. Michigan last week announced that only two more athletes to bring the total to four had tested positive for COVID. They are extreme measures to make sure that this thing doesn't get spread throughout their athletes. So I do think there's still a possibility, depending on what happens here in the next several weeks, that the majority of classes for all students will be online. I know that right now it's a hybrid, and they're talking about some classes being in person, some being online. They're going to take measures to make sure that they are socially distanced when there are classes, actually physical classes taking place. But yeah, I would think that that would be something that would also be a possibility. We haven't heard anything positive, but again, there are a lot of things that are still being kicked around, Bill.
Yeah, and it comes down to those students on campus. And if the campus is being open to the students, then I think sports will happen. That's my belief.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe that's the case, too. Now you look at what's going on in California, and they shut everything down again. You know, if we had a second wave here in Michigan, what's going on in California, then it's going to be tough, man. There's just no way around it. A lot of these states are still in the first wave that some of the experts predicted would happen later in the summer for them. Michigan and New York obviously got hit early, but I guess Ohio State started football back up again. They had a shutdown when a few kids tested positive, and there are quite a few kids tested positive. So to me, it all comes down, Bill, to how they're going to handle that when that happens during the season. And because if it's going to be, if four or five people get it and it, then we're going to shut everything down, then there's no way we're going to have college football this fall.
Yeah, from the last post that you had, and Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Metro Health, University of Michigan Health guest line. Now, this is from 4 days ago you posted, COVID testing update at Michigan student athlete test. To date, 375, only four positive tests, staff member test, 139, zero positive test. Total individual student athletes plus coaches, staff tests, 514, only four positive tests. So there you go.
It's amazing. They're doing a great job. And, much better than a lot of these other schools around the country. So the problem is these kids are going to be exposed to each other when they're out there on the football field. And again, it's inevitable, Bill. It's not like this thing's just going to disappear. And one thing that Jim Harbaugh said last week or the week earlier, he says, we're going to have to learn to live with it. Now, he took a lot of flack for that, but I think he's right. If a few people test positive, then do we shut everything down? What's going to happen? So going to be very interesting to see how they approach it and what happens this fall and really what happens in the next 3 weeks. But I'm with you, man. And listening to guys like Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, and people like that, whereas just a month ago they were cautiously optimistic that there'd be football, right now they are very worried that we won't have college football this fall.
Well, I was looking at a tweet from Governor Abbott in Texas a month ago. He was looking forward to fans in the stands at high school and college football, and here they are, going backwards in terms of what people can do in Texas. So it's moving so fast, and I kind of point to that, end of July, August 1st, I've been doing that even in early June, saying that was going to be the go zone. And you got the high school and college question, and because those aren't pro athletes, they aren't connected to any professional league's return or start. You cannot make any comparison to pro. And even you get to high school and college, college might be in an area by itself because kids will be coming from all around the world to those campuses, right? And you got high schools, you got kids from your city, your district. So the college tightrope act on returning students to campus and return to sports is the toughest path of any return to sports anywhere in America.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, and they're going to err on the side of caution. And Michigan President Mark Schlissel has said that from the beginning. And, you know, it wasn't what a lot of people wanted to hear, you know, but he has a background in epidemiology, from what I understand. And, you know, this is one of those things that that you don't mess around with, and flat out. And I've said many times, you know, when it was looking positive, that that I would encourage the return of football, just like Jim Harbaugh said, as long as it's obvious and that we are erring on the side of caution. And when it becomes obvious that, you know, what we're doing is the wrong thing, and that you know, they're endangering people, then we shut it down. And I don't think they are there yet at that point. And again, as I spoke earlier on, you know, about what's going on and what's being said at these other schools, I don't think that the rest of the schools in the Big Ten and the presidents and the athletic directors feel that way either. But if it continues to get worse and people don't take it seriously enough, as they didn't obviously in some of these states, as Florida being one of them, Texas being another, then, you know, there won't be football this fall. People have really got to do their part.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider on the Huge Radio Network, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Harbaugh has just deferred. He's put it in the hands of Word Manual and President Schlissel and NCAA and Big Ten, and he's going to go with the flow. I mean, that he hasn't really drawn a line in the sand. I know he's talked about wanting to play, but I think he'll follow protocol.
Yeah, and he's made it very clear that he thinks they should play, and that his kids want to play, and that that's where he is right now. As long as it's safe for them, and until they're you know, it's proven otherwise, he believes that they should have football. But again, at the same time, you know, a lot depends on what happens over the next several weeks, and there is a date, you know, a date in which they're going to have to make a decision, because July 24th is when they are supposed to start, when everybody's supposed to come back, and there's, you know, that's 10 days from now, Bill. If there were a spike in Michigan, for example, and you know, and it started going up and getting worse and worse, then you know, we're not going to see it. So, but in the Big Ten regions right now, I wouldn't say I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm certainly not as pessimistic as some in saying that I don't think there's any way that there will be college football. Where I am right now is I think that they will do everything they can to start it. I'm not convinced they'll finish it. And a lot of it, again, depends on the protocol and what happens and what they put in place if a few people, you know, if kids start testing positive during the fall season, which is going to happen. I think it's inevitable. And, you know, but I think it's going to be that way for a while, Bill. So that's what I think Jim Harbaugh meant when he said, you know, we're going to have to learn how to live with it. You know, not that, okay, we need to be okay with people dying from it, but we have to find ways to continue life and continue going on, not business as usual, but being extremely careful and finding ways to do the things that we were doing before.
Well, if they announce no students back on campus, if that would happen, then there's no sports. And yep. Now you get into Juwan Howard and Michigan basketball, that they'll be looking to hopefully start up after the first of the year if there's no football, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're talking about spring, college football in the spring. How do you do that in January? Or, you know, and even if you did, say you started in March, Bill, then you've got what? After the end of the season, you've got a two-month, three-month period, and then start again in the fall. I don't know how you do that. And so I think, you know, I think it's really fall or bust. And there's so much at stake for so many different people, not just entertainment, but lifestyles and people's jobs depend on this. So I think they're going to do everything they can in their power, as long as it's safe, to make sure that that football takes place this fall.
And again, money won't come before safety, but the financial implications of losing this college football season after losing the NCAA tournament last spring, the landscape of colleges and intercollegiate athletics will change forever.
Yeah, and they might already. Bill, let's be honest. Stanford cut, what, 11 sports, I think they said. And it's unbelievable. And that's people's livelihoods, you know, and people depend on that. Students who might get scholarships and coaches and, you know, and students. I mean, you're talking about big sports funding all the other sports as well. And I think the ramifications of this, I don't know how soon are people going to go back, even if it's okay, they're given the okay. Is the 100,000 crowd streak at Michigan going to end even when fans are given the okay to go back because they're nervous about it, I think that's very likely, very possible. So I think we're going to see the effects of this for a long, long time.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider on the Huge Radio Network. Their 160-page 2020 Michigan Football Preview Magazine. You can get it right now. Go to the Wolverine.com. And they're hoping they play football or spring football, so you really could have a lot of time to read it if they don't play until next spring.
That's right.
They will play in the spring, and here's why, and I really mean this, that to give up that TV money, Big Ten Network and their family of network deals, after just giving up the NCAA tournament, if it's medically safe, well, let's say they can't play in the fall, but yep, it's safe to play after the first of the year. My idea, Chris, was to use Ford Field, to use Lucas Oil Stadium, if Miller Park football could fit inside the Brewers configuration for baseball. You have U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. You have four indoor facilities where you could rotate Big Ten teams and games and play your Big Ten conference schedule January, or maybe do January for a camp, February, March, and you could have a Big Ten championship game and a college football playoff and be done by May, first week of May.
Yeah, it's certainly a possibility, and I'm sure it's something that's probably on the table. So, but again, we're not ready to say for sure that there won't be football this fall, and the colleges, I know, are preparing with safety precautions in place to play this fall. So I think we'll know a lot, Bill, by July 24th when a lot of these programs are ready to start practicing.
As Chris is talking to me right now at the Wolverine.com Tower in Ann Arbor, listening on AM 1270, he's looking at 322,000 Wolverine Football Preview magazines from the Wolverine.com. Stacks upon stacks are filling the big house right now full of the Wolverine.com season preview. Go there and get it, okay?
You got it. Yours is in the mail, Billy, by the way. Yours is in the mail.
Yeah,
buddy.
I've heard that before from you. It's in the mail. I'll take care of you.
Thanks for the check.
That's what I do, too. Hey, yeah, it's in the mail from me to you, too. Superfly, it's in the mail, what I promised you earlier. It's in the mail. We love you, Chris.
Thanks, Billy. Take care, man.
Yeah, Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, a regular on the Huge Radio Network. If you're a first-time listener on AM 1270 in Detroit, we want to welcome our newest affiliate. It's Welcome Week. We do that every time we add a new affiliate. Last new affiliate was it Grayling 101.1 or was it 96.5 The Cave in Adrian? And now it's Detroit. We treat them all the same. So thank you to everybody listening on that 50,000-watt flamethrower, AM 1270. Metro Detroit, the thumb. Down to Northwest Ohio, if you're on a boat in Lake Erie, you hear us. Maybe all the way to Cleveland. We can answer our huge question of the day. How confident are you that college football will happen this fall? You can answer that question at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And the easiest way, just opt in on the Huge text chain. You don't get crushed with a ton of bounce backs or ads. It's easy. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. Superfly, did you get in touch with Evan Woodbury? So we're waiting on Evan from MLive.com, Tigers beat writer. Give us a Tigers update. I love that they're going to put... Did you find out what day the primetime game was on Fox Sports Detroit? Thursday? 6:35, I think. Great idea. I mentioned that yesterday on the show. They should be doing that all the time, those games on Fox Sports Detroit, because Comerica has a great video setup. They don't need to bring a super-duper production truck in there. So we'll talk some Tigers baseball. Also, Tim McCullough, the fun governor. From the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, they are open. They have all the safety precautions in place. Tim will give us an update within 25 minutes.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
Van Andel Institute is improving the health and enhancing the lives of current and future generations. VAI scientists work urgently to study diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, and its education programs empower students and teachers to solve the challenges facing our world. More at VAI.org.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Now through Saturday the 25th, it's easy to get all the things your family needs in one trip. Mix or match 10 items for just a dollar, and the 11th is free, like Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit. Extra large avocados, Meijer reclosable sandwich bags, and so much more. Some exclusions apply. Find all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. With 10 for 10, going on now through July 25th at Meijer. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages, like the Sizzle and Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. As we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios, they're a Michigan-based company. The money you spend at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store or Auto Value Service Center across the state will stay in Michigan. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. MyAutoValueStore.com. You can order anything online or set up curbside pickup. That is MyAutoValueStore.com. What was funny with Superfly is that he walked in during the break, and we talk a lot during the breaks, every show. And I told him about the story I just shared at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, that the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. is poised for a final testing. And as I quoted the tweet, I said, great news, awesome news. So Superfly walks in, and I said, hey, man, look at this. This is big news. They're hoping they could possibly have a vaccine and rush it through by the end of the year. You would have to take the vaccine a couple times a month, and according to the AP report, the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. revved up people's immune systems just the way scientists had hoped. Researchers reported Tuesday as the shots are poised to begin key final testing. No matter how you slice this is good news, Dr. Anthony Fauci. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert told the Associated Press, the experimental vaccine developed by Fauci's colleagues at the National Institute of Health and Moderna Incorporated will start its most important step around July 27th, a 30,000-person study to prove if the shots really are strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. So this goes back to the first 45 volunteers in March who rolled up their sleeves. And what they're saying is that this is an essential building block that is needed to move forward with the trials that could actually determine whether the vaccine does protect against infection. There's no guarantee, but the government hopes to have results around the end of the year, record-setting speed for developing a vaccine. The vaccine requires 2 doses a month apart. There were no serious side effects, but more than half the study participants reported flu-like reactions to the shots that aren't uncommon with other vaccines. Fatigue, headache, chills, fever, and pain at the injection site. For 3 participants given the highest dose, those reactions were more severe, but that dose isn't being pursued. Wow. That is unbelievable news. I don't like hearing Dr. Fauci connected to a company incorporated while he's guiding us. I'm sorry. I don't think that sounds objective. That's my personal opinion. But you know what? To hell with capitalism. To hell with politics. If we can get a vaccine by the end of the year, and that would be a 10-month turnaround, then I'm all in on it. I don't care about what political side of the aisle you're on. I don't care who's elected in November. I care about preserving every life we can in this country. So now on the lighter side, when Superfly Hayes walks in, I tell him about this story. And he goes, yeah, I heard that some people who took another vaccine test had problem with their testicles. No, he said testes. And I'm like, with the test? He goes, no, I'm talking the bag. And I'm like, testicles? He goes, yeah, that it might be lifelong problems. Now, my first thought was, I looked at Superfly and I said, is it Dr. Brett Hayes? And the way he said it was, like, I show him the breaking news from the Associated Press about a possible vaccine that it's moving forward, right? He goes, yeah, I heard, like, the testes, like, damaged forever on the bag. And I'm like, and I looked at him and I said, dude, we are going down the too much information highway right now. We got a great relationship. We work well together. I respect him. He's grown into the best producer I've ever worked with. But there's a line, buddy, in our relationship. I know Howard Stern had a movie called Private Parts, but we don't talk private parts in the huge studio. I'm excited when I read this. I really am, because I can put everything aside. I can put the angst, the anxiety, the politics. Some of you don't want to wear the mask, whatever it is. But if we can move with record-setting speed to get a vaccine in what could be on the upside, less than a year, that's big for our lives. Forget sports. I'm just talking, it's big for our day-to-day living. So I shared that story at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I will say, reading Dr. Fauci now talking about a vaccine with people he's been working with, please, all I want to know is he's not making a dime. That he's not making a dollar off this. That's all I want to know. But even then, I can put it aside, because if we get a vaccine, I don't care who's making money. It's got to be an affordable vaccine. It has to be available for every man and woman of every skin color, every income level in America. It has to be affordable, and it has to be available when it's approved. Can't be about, well, if you have money, you're going to have quicker access to a normal life. That cannot happen in this country. It can't, with something as unprecedented as our battle with COVID-19. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will join us. I think Superfly is offended Are you offended? You're what? You're reading the story? Yeah, it's a good story. I put it up. Breaking news. Oh, you're reading your testicle story. And now you got to walk back in and show me it's a real story. I don't want to talk testicles. That's it. Okay? Keep your story over there about a vaccine, and I'll keep mine. And I posted it at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I love you, Superfly, but there is a line in our communication and conversations.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Huge here for my good friend Mark Ewell. He's the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, they've been trying to find the balance between safety and the return to play for high school athletes throughout Michigan. You can get the latest news from their Lansing office at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and online at MHSAA.com. They are currently formulating plans for the fall, spring, and the entire upcoming school year when it comes to high school sports, including summer trainings and workouts that could lead into scrimmages and practices beginning for fall sports. So again, go to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook to get the latest on COVID-19 and its impact on the return of high school sports in Michigan.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer. Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 Million in premium play is up for grabs, with six players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 Million Summer, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesdays are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place. They're in Mount Pleasant. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com, and also you can download the Eagle Access app and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. They're open. Also, the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel is open right across from the casino property. SoaringEagleCasino.com, and also download the Eagle Access app. I was just looking at the COVID-19 numbers for Kent County, where the Huge Show is based, with our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket in Grand Rapids. Latest COVID-19 numbers for Kent County, with 657,000 people, 85 cases, and one fatality, yet I read at MLive.com that the government is sending in a COVID-19 response team to monitor Grand Rapids. That Grand Rapids is on the national radar. Total cases since March, 5,483, 140 fatalities in 85 cases, and one fatality, and it's declared a high-risk region. You know, I'm looking at the graphs and the charts, and I don't see it. I don't, but I'll let the medical professionals handle it. Let's go talk to this gentleman. He is with the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open, all the safety precautions in place for their guests and their employees. The hotel is open and more. Tim McCullough, the Fun Governor, he is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm doing real good, Bill. You?
Good, man. What's happening at Soaring Eagle?
Well, you know, we're having that million-dollar summer. It happens Saturdays in July, August, and September. So that's really good news, Bill. What we're doing is we're giving away over $1 million in premium play on Saturday. The way it works is every half an hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., six lucky people will win $500 in premium play, totaling over $90,000 in premium play every Saturday in July, August, and September, which is great news. And then also on Friday, can't make it on Saturday, we're giving you a Friday. We call it our Free Play Friday. And the way that works, Bill, we do it on the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. every half an hour. One winner playing slots will be selected to receive $500 in free play. It is really just that easy. We are up and moving, my friend. And you probably heard about the shortage of coins going around. So we're creating a coin drive. And the way that works is you bring in $50 or more in coins, and we'll give you $10 in premium play just for coming out. And that happens through July 13th through August 30th. So once again, if guests are bringing $50 or more in coins, our cashiers will receive $10 in free play. All you have to do is show up, come out, and have a good time. We are back in action, my friend.
Tim McCullough, the Fun Governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, joining us. And again, that huge summer promotion, everything you need, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. You can stay up to date. And like I said, all the safety precautions, the hotel is open. And also, you have a lot of eating options still open there at Soaring Eagle, all with safety precautions in place.
Absolutely, Bill, we do. Our Legend Diner is still available. Our Slice, where you're going to have some of the best pizza you've ever tasted. Our Central Deli is open, along with our Ascend. That's right, the Ascend Sports Bar is open and serving as well. And so there's some great activity in there. Great food, all the TVs are on, so you get a sense of that whole sports feel. Hopefully we get our sports book in there sooner than later. And as you said, we have all the safety precautions in place. We take your temperature when you come through the door, and it's very non-intrusive. We have the latest camera that gets the temperature. You don't even have to stop. You kind of just walk through, and it automatically checks it. You do have to wear a mask. We are non-smoking. Plenty of sanitizers around. We have a cleaning team. That's why we hired a cleaning team to come in and constantly clean throughout the casino day and night so you can feel more comfortable. So when you're at our property, it's the new normal, but more importantly, we're playing it safe.
All right, SoaringEagleCasino.com. Download the Eagle Access app and follow Soaring Eagle on Twitter and on Facebook. Tim McCullough, the Fun Governor. Timmy, thanks for the update.
All right, Bill, take care.
All right, Tim joining us from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We are close to wrapping up our broadcast on this Tuesday presentation. Thank you, Superfly Hayes. Also, thanks to our friends from the Watson's Auto Group, locally owned, small town family of dealerships. We want to welcome them to the Huge Radio Network, Watson Country and Watson Rockford. In Watson Country, they have a vast inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. Watson's is completely dedicated to their customers and their employees. They start with a great foundation of people, selection, and price. Come into any one of their locations today and experience this firsthand. Thank you, Superfly. Thank you to the audience. I invite everybody 24/7, all the free podcasts, all my Huge Opinion columns online. Everything you need to know about The Huge Show is available at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.